When that letter was received and it was communicated throughout the high school as well, there was just an absolute uproar. Parents were just beside themselves. They couldn't, they couldn't believe what they were reading. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, many, including myself, fired back some significant responses to Dr. Dance and his office.
What upset you the most about his decision?
Well, I think what upset us the most was the fact that he absolutely did not take into consideration anything that was given to him as far as concrete proof, data, however you want to word it. He took none of that into consideration because what he delivered to us was simply the same thing that he has been saying from the beginning and that the administration has been saying from the beginning. All he did was put in a few new words to make it look like he actually thought about it.
So what do you guys do from here?
We just continue to go forward, and we continue to make people aware because, as we found out at the Baltimore County Council PTA meeting last week, it's not just us. A lot of schools, a lot of the top-performing high schools in Baltimore County are affected by this, and they let their voice be heard at that time. That's something that he also completely takes absolutely no stock of. He's not... I don't even know how to really describe it, Scott, because it's almost like he absolutely hears nothing that you're saying, and it's almost as if he dares you to actually say anything against what he wants to do. However, he has nothing to back up what he wants to do.
So you believe his decision was already made up before this whole process started?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I'm pretty sure that the only reason he met with us last week was, and that was, by the way, he would only meet with two people. The only reason why he met with them was so that he could take that off his list, because basically we had been complaining and trying to get our voice heard for the past 3 months for a meeting with him, and he finally got pressure from delegates and from the media and from parents, and he felt that he needed to check that off his list of to-dos.
So you did meet with him last week?
Two members from Hereford actually met with him last week, Wendy Flowers and Dr. Greg Guyton. And they had about an hour-long conversation with him, of which it was pretty enlightening because at one point Ms. Flowers actually referenced doubling up as something that is done currently in the semester schedule. And what that means is, for example, someone who takes a language. They could take Spanish 2 their first semester, and they could take Spanish 3 their second. So they could literally take 2 credits within that year for language. When she referenced that in the meeting, Dr. Dance actually said to her, "What exactly is doubling up?" So, you know, it really makes someone take pause as to how exactly informed are you on the decisions that you are making.
Now, once this decision's been made, what recourse do you have? Is this the final word coming down from the superintendent?
Absolutely not. The bottom line is that when you look, and I want to say where it was referenced online, but when you look online as to, for example, how the chain of command is in the government, in the Baltimore County system, the stakeholders are actually at the top. They actually are above the superintendent, meaning that he actually does have to answer to them. And I think that what we're seeing is that more and more people are trying to make him accountable. Because up to this point, with the way the board has been and with, you know, our council representatives and so forth, they haven't made him accountable. But now we're saying you have to be. And you know what? You actually have to have something to back up what you're saying, because there is nothing. And that's the real scary part about this, is that somebody can go and make a decision like this that affects so many hundreds of thousands of people, and they have absolutely no recourse. There's nothing that we could say or do to this person. That's wrong. He should not be able to do this.
Now, I saw on the website that you said that folks said they were going to take more aggressive action and taking this to the governor. Is that part of the plan?
Oh, we're going to go to everybody and anybody. Absolutely. We're going all the way to the top, and this is actually probably going to start spreading even past Maryland. So this is going to get a lot of attention really quickly.
Have you heard from the county executive or the governor's office or anyone else on this matter?
My understanding, I had spoke to Orister Shaw, who is the education liaison at Kevin Kamenetz's office approximately a week and a half ago, and I explained to him that, you know, it seems like the roads were leading to Mr. Kamenetz's door and that he really needed to address this issue, because the basic bottom line is that everyone that you go to tells you that they have nothing to do with it and that they can't help you, which really doesn't make any sense, because when you put out the appointment, which is what Kamenetz did with Dr. Dance, and when you go about getting a special waiver just because he doesn't have necessarily all the qualifications to be a superintendent, so you make that special exception to get him in the job, and then you recommend that he be hired and to the governor's office, and the governor in turn does that, then I think that you actually do have a little bit of responsibility in the situation.
Once again, what was your initial response when you found out about the decision from the superintendent?
Honestly, we were not that surprised, because this is kind of the response we've gotten all along from this administration. So we were prepared that this is what we were going to have to do, was going to have to be going to the next phase in this protest, or however you want to, you know, categorize it. Basically, the bottom line is that we're doing what's right. And I know that we're doing what's right because everybody's trying to stop us from doing it. And the thing is the thing that they're saying about offering courses to students in a semesterized fashion to ease this transition, well, when parents called this morning asking to get a list of those classes, they were told that they can't get them. They were told they can't have that. So you tell me, Scott, how can a student actually plan their courses when they don't even know what courses will be offered in a semester fashion? You tell me. How does that work?
As you say, the next course of action is to go to the county executive and to the governor?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And beyond. Like I said, we tried to resolve this issue in the best way we could, and we thought we've gone through all the proper channels, but now all bets are off.